And they said the same things back then that they're saying now. We can't afford it. It's not good for the budget.
Bringing in these ADUs to help add to the housing supply is a great idea that should be encouraged.
Further support our military population by easing the challenges of starting and running a business.
From the fourth floor of the Capitol Rotunda, you're listening to WFSU Public Media's Capitol Report, the podcast. I'm Tom Flanagan.
Funding for Capitol Report is provided by the following. HR Florida State Council, affiliate of the Society of Human Resource Management, advocating for the workplace on behalf of 16,000 human resource professionals and 6,300 Florida employers. HR Florida State Council. More at hrflorida.org.
This is Capitol Report, the podcast. I'm Tom Flanagan. Among today's Capitol action, Orlando Democratic Congressman Maxwell Frost held press conferences at the Florida Capitol today. Tristan Wood reports the congressman had harsh words for the Trump administration as well as Florida Republicans.
Frost is criticizing Florida's cooperation with the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. Lawmakers passed several bills this year offering state jail beds and law enforcement resources to help ICE with deportations. The congressman believes resources should be spent helping undocumented people gain legal status.
And my Republican colleagues don't want any undocumented people in this country. I agree, I don't want any undocumented people in this country. Let's document them.
Yeah.
Let's
make sure
there's all over 11 million undocumented people in this country, most of whom are our families, our abuelas. These are our children in our communities. And now we have a president, we have a governor, that they're fine with going in the classrooms and ripping children from the desk and ripping abuelas from the church pew as they pray. There's nothing Christian about that.
Frost also wants to see Florida expand Medicaid, a health insurance program for low-income people that's paid for by the state and federal government. Florida is one of 10 states that hasn't expanded eligibility under the Affordable Care Act. Some estimate that refusal has kept about a million Floridians from qualifying for the program, leaving many of them un- or underinsured. Republicans in leadership have argued expansion would increase taxes for Floridians. The congressman says that's not true and is a repeat of historical arguments against other social programs.
Democrats propose, Republicans oppose Social Security, and now it's a fact of life. Same thing with Medicare. Democrats propose, Republicans oppose Medicare, and now it's a fact of life. And they said the same things back then that they're saying now. We can't afford it. It's not good for the budget. But the numbers show that it not only is it good for the budget, but it's good for the people, which is what should be guiding all of our decisions.
Frost also worries Trump and Republicans in Congress could cut Medicaid funding nationally. He says that would have big impacts on the state budget.
And so the question we need to be asking these Republicans in these chambers are, what's your plan if Medicaid gets cut for Floridians? Mm-hmm. Are you going to raise taxes? Are you going to cut other programs? Or, number three, which is what I think is going to happen, are you just going to remove health care for millions of Floridians?
Yep. Frost has been one of the more vocal opponents in his party to the Trump administration. He was removed from the House Oversight Committee in February after calling the president the grifter-in-chief. I'm Tristan Wood.
Florida lawmakers are considering legislation to help address the state's affordable housing problem. Committees in the House and Senate have approved bills that would require municipalities to allow the addition of accessory dwelling units to single-family homes. We get more on that story from Gina Jordan.
These standalone buildings are called ADUs for short. They're also known as granny flats. They create a separate living space on residential property.
ADUs increase workforce housing because ADUs cost less to build, they cost less to rent, and they're often located in urban areas where workers need to live in order to be close to their jobs.
That's Niceville Republican Senator Don Gates, a former Senate president. He says residents would not lose homestead tax exemption by adding granny flats, and his bill would prevent these dwellings from being used for short-term rentals.
On a going-forward basis, if you built an ADU under this bill, you'd have to rent it for at least 30 days.
Gates explained why his bill does not require some rented ADUs to be just for lower-income earners.
It's very difficult to enforce, and the notion is that whoever this is long-term rented to is going to create a space somewhere else for somebody else to be in affordable housing.
The legislation is getting support from groups like AARP, Americans for Prosperity, and the Florida Chamber of Commerce. Democrats like Orlando Senator Carlos Guillermo Smith also like it.
We have a real affordable housing crisis in the state of Florida, and a big part of that crisis has everything to do with supply or lack of supply. Bringing in these ADUs to help add to the housing supply is a great idea that should be encouraged.
St. Petersburg Republican Senator Nick DeSigley said the legislation could make a difference in his home county, which he called Florida's most densely populated.
There are 24 municipalities in Pinellas, and it becomes very difficult to get all of them on the same page when it comes to housing, when it comes to affordable housing.
The proposed legislation has gotten nearly unanimous support so far. I'm Gina Jordan.
Florida's unemployment rate had a slight uptick to 3.5% in January, while Governor Ron DeSantis touted growth in the labor force. The State Department of Commerce today released a report that said the January rate was up from 3.4% in December. It was also up from 3.2% in January of last year. The number of people qualified as unemployed increased from 385,000 in December to 390,000 in January. Meanwhile, the labor force increased by 66,000 people from a year ago. DeSantis says the expanded workforce proves the state's economic strength.
We rank number one in entrepreneurship, number one in new business formations, number one in GDP growth amongst large states.
The national unemployment rate in February was 4.1%. That was up from an even 4% in January. Monday's report showed employment increases in categories such as education, health services, and hospitality, while there was a decrease in construction jobs. Finally tonight, Florida lawmakers are proposing legislation to help military veterans and their families launch their own businesses. Adrian Andrews reports.
The Florida Veterans and Military Spouse Business Development Act would waive certain fees associated with starting a business, provide tax breaks for veteran-owned companies, and create an entrepreneurship program within the Department of Commerce. Miami-Dade Democratic Senator Chevron Jones is behind the bill. He recently introduced it in committee.
SB 1172 aims to address these issues directly and further support our military population by easing the challenges of starting and running a business.
Jones says he's focused on supporting existing veteran-owned businesses and attracting new ones to the state. Under the legislation, veterans who plan to start a business within the next few years could be exempt from paying state corporate income taxes for their business, and they could receive a one-time sales tax exemption on business-related supplies and equipment. Jones's bill also extends that offer to the veteran's spouse and to service members who are relocating to Florida.
Military spouses relocate every 2 to 3 years, making it extremely difficult to maintain long-term employment.
U.S. combat veteran Rod Joseph agrees with the proposal. At the bill's hearing, he told lawmakers that the initiative will help many veterans like himself navigate entrepreneurship. He served in the military for more than 2 decades.
This bill, I came here in support of this bill because it's been time for that. Because when I came out, I struggled to open a business.
The bill passed its first committee stop. The House version is being led by Miami Democratic Representative Ashley Gant. I'm Adrian Andrews.
Our regular Capitol Report correspondents are Adrian Andrews, Gina Jordan, Regan McCarthy, Margie Menzel, and Tristan Wood. Shows are available Monday through Thursday by 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, wherever you get your podcasts. On many of these Florida public radio stations, you can tune in each Friday to catch the latest on all things happening at the Capitol. That show's also available in podcast form. Technical assistance comes from Taylor Cox, and I'm Tom Flanagan. This is Capitol Report, the podcast from WFSU Public Media.
Funding for Capitol Report is provided by the following. HR Florida State Council, affiliate of the Society of Human Resource Management, advocating for the workplace on behalf of 16,000 human resource professionals and 6,300 Florida employers. HR Florida State Council. More at hrflorida.org. Capital Report is a production of WFSU Public Media in Tallahassee.